Watch, DC cops injured by protesters' fireworks. By Bob Price on October 28, 2020. Multiple news outlets and journalists on social media report multiple Washington, D.C. police officers were injured during a protest that began outside a district headquarters. Some of the officers were injured when protesters threw an explosive fireworks device into a line of police officers on bicycles. Initial reports indicate that someone from a crowd of protesters gathered outside the 4th District Police Headquarters in D.C. threw fireworks behind a line of police officers. Update: 4 officers injured at 4th District PD Station. 3 have explosive/fireworks injuries, 2 pause concussions, 1 with injury to lower body. 4th has a laser injury to the eye. Alan Henney, at Alan Henney, October 29, 2020. A video posted on Twitter shows a large fireworks device being thrown at a line of police officers on bicycles outside a McDonald's. Hashtag DC. Footage from before. A large firework is thrown at the police, maybe even injuring one officer. Source, pic.twitter.com/50xdx0j. Enter your name, Etiaro Oper, October 29, 2020. The full video posted on Instagram shows the lead up to the explosion and more of the aftermath. The explosion happens at about the 13-minute mark in the video. Editor's note, the video was subsequently taken down by the original poster. An update from Alan Henry reports more injured officers taken to hospitals due to burns, bricks, and injured ankles. Update, 11 officers have been injured. 6 more taken to hospitals, mostly injuries from burns, bricks, injured ankles. Alan Henney, at Alan Henney, October 29, 2020. Fox 5 DC also reported the injuries to the officers. Fox 5 reported that police officials confirmed that several officers were injured on Wednesday evening during the police station protest. Officials told the local news outlet that some arrests have been made. Streaming journalist Alejandro Alvarez was broadcasting outside the 4th District station and appeared to have lost his feet at about the time of the incident. When he resumed, he reported that the protest had been peaceful until they weren't. Things were kind of calm, Alvarez reported. Until they weren't, just now. He said police suddenly deployed crowd-controlled devices and moved people back away from the police station. That was the first confrontation of the night. During a live broadcast Wednesday night, WJLA ABC 7 in D.C. also reported the injuries to the police officers. Journalist Carl Willis said the extent of the injuries was not known at that time. Reports on Twitter indicate as many as 4 officers may have sustained injuries. Those possible injuries include concussions, a lower body injury, and an eye injury. The D.C. Police Department Twitter feed does not report or confirm, at this time, any injuries to their officers. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price and Facebook.